We're living in what can only be described as the age of convenience, and nowhere is that more apparent than when we travel. I can sit at the side of a piazza in Rome drinking a Campari that I bought with my Australian Credit Union bank card, or I can ring home and talk for 2 minutes for only $80. It's all just there at our fingertips. But what does there at our fingertips actually mean in a technical sense? Our next guest, Jill Duffy, is a technology writer in Washington, D.C. She's the author of The Get Organized Guide to Travel and contributing editor to PC Magazine, where she has a weekly column also called Get Organized. Jill, tell us, what can apps do for travelers?
You know, apps do a number of things for travelers. Everything from helping them find a hotel at the last minute to keeping their itinerary in order when they're running to the airport and looking for their hotel location. And then they can also help connect people when they're actually traveling or suggest different things to do while you're actually out and on the street.
Talk us through, you've got some specific examples of ones that you have road tested that you know are good for making that travel time a little bit easier.
Yeah, one of my favorites is called TripIt. Now, what it does is it looks in your email account for different confirmation notices, and it pulls the information that you need from those confirmation notices and consolidates them into one itinerary. So let's say you've gone on to Expedia or Orbitz and you've booked a flight, maybe you've also booked a hotel, and maybe you've even gone into OpenTable and booked some restaurant reservations for your trip. TripIt will actually have access to your email account, and you're the one who gives it access, of course. And when it sees those email addresses, it pulls only the most relevant information and consolidates it into one view that's in order by time so that you can very, very easily see where are you supposed to go, what is your confirmation number, what gate in the airport are you supposed to go to, and it really makes it easy and convenient to have that in one view. Notifications is just going to add this, is that, you know, when you get those notifications via email, you have so much extra information in fine print that you don't really need when you're actually trying to just make your flight. So that's one of the beautiful things about TripIt.
That is true, Jill, but I've got to say it's a fine line between convenient and sinister. I'm not quite sure I want an app just noodling around in my emails and plucking out information.
Yeah, so there's an alternative for you. Actually, with TripIt too, you can do this, but there's another app called TripCase, and it does very, very much the same thing, only instead of you giving it access to your email account, it creates a special email address and you forward those confirmation emails to that email address. And then TripCase does the same thing. It pulls the most relevant information, puts it into one consolidated itinerary, and you can pull that right up on your mobile phone and see exactly where you need to be and when.
Jill, I don't need that for travel. I need that for my normal Saturday. I'm quite happy to sign up for that one. That sounds fantastic. Tell us a bit about GoGoBot, which sounds extraordinary.
You might have heard of this thing called tribes on the internet. Tribes are sort of like subcultures of people. So say you are a beer brewer, a home brewer, or maybe you're somebody who really likes bicycling, right? You have a tribe that you sort of associate with. So GoGoBot is an app that suggests things to do around you, but it also takes into consideration the tribes you associate yourself with. So let's say I'm in Washington, D.C. I actually just moved here recently, and I want to find some things to do that would be good for people who are foodies. I love to eat. I love to drink. So I could look on GoGoBot and say, don't just tell me interesting things around the neighborhood to do, but tell me the things that foodies like to do. And I'll get recommendations from other people who have similar interests to me. I like that GoGoBot also works for people who are family friendly. So if you're traveling with little kids and you want to make sure you stay in family friendly restaurants or sightseeing destinations or hotels, GoGoBot's going to give you really good recommendations with user reviews and lots of photos too.
I love that. I hope that they recognize the antisocial and misanthropic as a tribe, because I would definitely be keen to see what people like me can do in surrounding areas. So we've had one that's on logistics. We've had one that is on activity once you're out and about. Let's go to deep, solid practicality. I understand there's a toilet finding app.
There is, of course. There's an app for that. I think it was really pretty hot in New York when it first came out. If you've ever been to New York City, it's a big, dense city, but it's not real big on public toilets. And I know in the UK, There are a lot of public toilets. A lot of other cities have them. New York really doesn't have them.
That's why God invented Barnes & Noble, surely.
And Central Park. So
that's far less hygienic, Jill.
You need to know where those toilets are. I used to live in New York, and I know a good trick is to use the free hotels. They usually have a good hotel toilet in the lobby. But there are other places where you can find very clean, free toilets. And when you need one, this is a great app that's going to help find one for you based on your geolocation. So as long as you have location services enabled on your phone, you can find these toilets. Toilet Finder app also is really funny because people post photos of interesting toilets from around the world.
That's good. That's an alternative to Instagram. Forget the cats and the food. Let's focus on the toilets. You have a list that is absolutely wonderful, and I've been going through it. We are going to put it up on the Blueprint for Living part of the RN website for listeners. But I just wanted to finish up. You did have a particular practical tip about how travelers should approach it, just in case their internet connection isn't their friend when they're on the road.
Yeah, very disorganized people usually don't take the time to back up their information, jot down important addresses before they get to the airport. So if you are one of these disorganized people and you're panicking while you're in the security line to get on your flight, here's what I recommend. Pull up the key information, whether it's an email or somewhere else, show it on the screen of your mobile phone, and just take a screenshot. That way, you'll have the image of everything you need to see offline available to you in your photo roll.
I think that's a very sound tip. I think it's reasonable to assume another sound tip would be travel with Jill Duffy, technology writer and author. She's going to make me much more organized than I normally am. Thanks so much for joining us, Jill.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
You're listening to Blueprint for Living on RN with me, Michael Williams.